You want to say maybe that if a metaverse show is more complex to do than the real fashion show?
Yeah.
In certain ways, yes, and certain ways, not. Not means in the real life, in the real physical life, you have to pay much money to obtain certain things. For example, all the lights, photographers, pay the models and things like this. I mean, it can be less expensive. It is the great thing.
Welcome to the Business Ownership Podcast, brought to you by Awareness Strategies, helping you navigate the waters between entrepreneurship and ownership.
Hey there, peeps. This is Michelle Nedelec, and I am super glad that you're here with us today because I'm here with my most amazing guest, Maya. Maya, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much, Michelle, for inviting me. It means that somebody is interested in my opinion. It means one has some opinion. And generally, it's a great thing to have an opinion because there are some people, they only have the opinion what the other people are telling them, only this opinion. So I hope I have my own opinion. So thank you for inviting me, Michelle.
Awesome. So give us the 5,000 foot view of who you are and what you love to do.
I am a 3D couturier. I call myself a metaverse couturier. It means I am a 3D fashion and the 3D video making. And yes, everybody knows me. Meanwhile, everybody speaks about the 3D metaverse and all these things which are connected with this new technology. It seems to be at the right place and the right time because it is now very, very important. Many, many technological processes are now connected with the digital world, with the digital currency, and all those things with NFTs and whatever is connected with it. And that's why I am exactly there and I'm doing my 3D animation and 3D fashion. That's what I'm doing.
Nice. Well, and the reason that I asked you onto the show is because I saw your profile on LinkedIn and I was like, wow, that is fantastic. That looks super fun.
Thanks.
So I had to pull it apart and I had to figure out kind of how this is all playing into the modern world and business and all sorts of fun stuff. So we're going to take this conversation all sorts of places. But first, I want to back up the bus a bit and go, how did you get into 3D rendering? Like, that seems like a very specific and fun realm of business.
Yes, it is. Generally, each story is excited, which is exciting, which is connected with the art, because 3D fashion is also the art. And the case with me was the following. I wanted to go in the 3D world because this is the 3D is something where an artist can be everything. You have full control on the picture, on the avatars, and on whatever appears there. You are not as much, if you're doing everything yourself, you are not as much dependent on the other people. So I always considered the real art. But there was another thing. I was always very crazy about fashion. I always wanted to be fashion designer, but I had a problem. Houston, we have a problem. This kind of problem I had. And this is following. Generally, if you are designing clothes, you have schematically, you have to go through three phases. The first one is you are drawing a design, just designing, you are painting a picture of what you are going to do. You have surely seen the sketches, how the designers are drawing their works. The second is you have to make a pattern. Pattern making is like as a kind of little bit geometrical, primitive geometrical work, but it is for geometry, it's primitive, but itself, it is not primitive, it's a very complex thing. Some people cannot even make correct patterns because they are it is too much for somebody. But pattern makes no problem. The problem is for me always to sew the things together. If you are going to make a prototype, you have to sew the pieces together. And this is the work of the seamstress. And this work I did not like. I expected actually to be a seamstress. I always wonder how the people are doing this. I admire those people who can just have the patience to take the sew the things so patiently. It's so lovely and it's so warm, but they cannot do that. And then it was 2019, that 3 years ago, what I see that, wow, there is a software, which is doing this job for me, which is doing this sewing job for me. And I said, my God, the time has come. Now the software is so developed that I can do this work. And voila, I have decided I go into the 3D fashion and I do the 3D fashion. And so I came in this world. Tons of things you have to learn. It's always very complex because everything you can learn anew, you have to learn the 3D animation programs and not only one program. You have to learn many, many different programs and they are interconnected, complex in a complex way. Some things are working, some things you have to find a workaround. You have to learn a lot. And there is, thank God, a global education possibility. You don't need to be present in the famous university of the world today. It is not necessary to study in London designer school or somewhere. There is a very good information also on internet and from the good teachers who are real masters of their work. And that's what I was learning all the time and still learning my workmanship. Art, you cannot learn, you must be an artist yourself, but workmanship is to learn. And that's what I'm doing constantly because development is very important. That is the story, approximately short or long.
Well, and that's an awesome story. And you bring up a great point that in being able to understand just because you've created, say, an awesome 3D dress, how do you then get that into the metaverse? How do you then market it in that universe? How do you, like, are you marketing in that universe? Or are you marketing in our universe and selling it over there?
Yes, this is a very good question. The question is why you are, I am interpreting this a little bit other way. Why are you doing all this job? This is the question. Okay. Last 2 years have been a very big change in the understanding of clothing for the world. Many, many people who have come originally from the gaming have began to wear the 3D clothes, the clothes which do not exist in the real space. They do not exist materially, but they exist only as a 3D mesh. This is how we call it, the 3D in the 3D world. The question is, of course, and the people are paying sometimes very, very big money, a lot of money for this. The question is, why these people are doing to, why are these people are paying so much money for something which they cannot show, which cannot touch? It is not touchable. And the matter is, the answer to this is that there are many things in our life which are not touchable. For example, education, for example, know-how, and we pay for it. And so is also the 3D art. And to understand it better and really to understand why the people are doing this is when, if one really wants to understand, one has to take his or her own avatar and try to go herself in metaverse. And that's what happened. It was the situation in which I had to go into the metaverse. And I was also thinking this thought, why the people are buying such things? And then I go into the metaverse, I create my own avatar, which approximately looks like me because the possibilities were very limited. And then I have not the choice. I have the choice from the things which are already there. I cannot put on the clothes which I made on the avatar. And I see the clothes which I put on this avatar, this is not me. I don't identify myself with this person. It is not me. And I felt so uncomfortable and uneasy in these clothes. Understood? That is very important. If you have an avatar, it must be dressed also properly. And this is why the people are buying this. And I'm selling this clothes, I'm selling this on the Thrift Boutique in New York. There are very many people who are are offering me collaboration. Some of them have new conditions, which I think, okay, they are good and acceptable. Thrift Boutique has very good conditions for the artists. And some of them do not have so good conditions, which from my viewpoint, and that's why I'm thinking, and there are also, at this moment, there are also some who are going to more companies who want to collaborate with me and to extend my designs in their online shops, in 3D shops. That's where they are generally sold as NFTs.
As NFTs, awesome. So in the NFTs, are they wearable in the metaverse?
Yes.
I'm assuming?
yes, they're wearable in the metaverse. This is a very good question because very many people do not understand. In the beginning, I didn't understand it either. You have possibilities to buy something as an NFT, just as a work of art. Yeah. But you have also the possibility to take this work of art as a clothing and put it on your avatar. For this, there are special companies which are specialized on it. They are bridging those clothes from this 3D, this 3D mesh, and make it adaptable for the metaverse. So your metaverse avatar can wear them. This is a process. This is a process which is connected with certain knowledge, and they're offering the services. Approximately $100 depends, maybe some more, some less, depends on the situation. But this is what's happening. Exactly so it's working now.
Very fun. So are these people that just socialize in the metaverse, or are they companies that have games and it's for the game purpose of the game and getting an up level, or who's buying
yes.
this?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
The
yes.
people generally want yes means that they agree with your last words. I say yes to your last words because exactly this, you have put it correctly. When the people go into the game industry, they are socializing with each other. When you are participating in one game, just you are building a kind of a team. And that is very important for the people when you are part of this community, which is maybe fighting against another community, to be present there with your avatar and to be present as well as possible, and which makes up your visual appearance. Once it is your avatar, which does not look very much like you. And the other very important thing is the piece of clothing which you are wearing. This is your appearance. This is you. This is your person. Which other possibilities do you have to express yourself? The artificial intelligence is very, very developed now, but it does not yet allow us to transform on the avatar all our movements. Not only artificial intelligence, but also the software is not yet so much advanced that it allows real-time transformation of the movement on so many avatars at the same time. This is what I mean. I mean photorealistic transformation, the accurate transformation of our movement, facial mimic, and the other things, all the things which make up our personality. And the thing which remains to express your personality is your avatar and your clothes. And that's why it is very important.
Right. Well, and I can only just imagine the extent of the complications that arise, because once upon a time, you know, people used to play games and their avatar was a little square box with two little square legs and they were red or they were green. Today, right, it is photorealistic, and to be able to transform that, I mean, I would think that would take a whole lot of, you know, even in the movies, if they're taking a dress, right, the way a short dress moves compared to a pencil length dress versus a flowing dress, like the complications are almost exacerbated by just adding on, you know, 6 inches of cloth.
the question which are putting to me are the questions which I actually wanted to ask the community of the professionals, and exactly the questions which I want to ask the professionals to deal with this problem. And this is exactly what I'm discussing with those professionals who are bridging the clouds into the metaverse. I'm wondering from where you have got all this knowledge. Okay, you don't need to tell me. But anyway, this is a very good question. And this is exactly this. In order to explain this, maybe I try to explain it in short. There are two major possibilities to simulate, to show the clothing on the avatar. One is very accurate, like the cloth simulation programs. One of them is very, very famous. It's called Cloth3D. It simulates the clothes very, very very accurately. But such kind of a simulation is not possible in the metaverse because it involves very complex animations and very complex, it needs very many polygons. Polygons are the tiny, tiny pieces of which avatars and the mesh is made, like molecules, let us say approximately this. Yeah. Our body is made of molecules, the avatar's body is made of polygons. It is a very rough comparison, but I have to compare it in some way. The yeah. more polygons the avatar and the cloth has, the more the power of the computer is needed, and very often they crash. That's why in the game industry, in all this metaverse, we still use another way of the cloth simulation, which is called skinning. That means every avatar, every moving object has a not moving object. Every human-like avatar has inside a skeleton, and this clothing is attached to the skeleton in a special way which is called skinning. This is not very accurate. It's not yet very accurate because it cannot simulate many natural things like gravity. When our clothes fall, when you see my cloth is falling with the gravity, this cannot be simulated on the skin in the skinning process. But I want to tell something to this. They are improving it immensely, and some simulations are possible. That is why all the people who are creating such clothes must also consider this fact and try to create such clothes which are sticking closer to our body, so we don't need such effects as gravity on them. When you are wearing a cat suit, does it matter this? If it is falling or not falling up, if it is moving in the wind or not, because it is very close to your body, to your skin. And at the same time, there are also another possibilities of animating clothes on the body with the artificial intelligence, which tries to find the algorithms in which are inside and tries to find to attach the clothes visually on the 3D space to the position. This technology is not yet very good and not yet satisfied, but sometimes it shows good results. I personally think it needs still development, but everything is developing. So it's approximately this process.
Wow, this is all fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating to me. And so who would be your ideal client? Who typically comes to you and says, we want you to do this project?
The people who want to buy these things can be very different. Just the people who want appear very well in the metaverse. Very many people, meanwhile, have been asking me, let us say approximately 6 people last month have been who asked me if I want to dress their avatar. The matter is that I take this job very accurately. My avatars, which I'm making, they are, if I'm going to dress a very special avatar, I'm in this situation when I'm dressing my own avatar. This avatar has the dimensions of a human body. I mean, in the 3D animation world, we also have the using exactly the same human dimensions as in the real life, if we want. For example, avatar may have the here 90 centimeter, 60 centimeter, etc. You understand it. So, and I am making patterns, custom-made patterns, which are fitting this avatar in the 3D world. It means if this avatar was a real person in a real life, these clothes would fit them the same way I was going to make the clothes with these dimensions, which is very possible. And that means on every person who wants to be dressed in a 3D world, especially in a custom-made clothes, I have to take the avatars and make the clothes for them. This will be a kind of individual clothing. And I'm trying to develop some way to do it more efficiently, this job, individual job. But this way, the other way, when you are bridging the clothes to the general metaverse avatars, this is a common. This is like you are go to the shop and buy clothes for yourself, which is mass production, which is production for everybody. So these are the clothes which can be sold on those platforms generally. But for individual clothing, like you're making individual clothing for a superstar, you have to have the custom size of this avatar to make the adequate clothing, so it looks like well on this person. Because the clothes, the workmanship of the good workmanship of the cloth is, it must make a person look better, to make the body look as perfect as possible. And that means to hide some imperfections and to show all whatever one has, whatever is beautiful in a person. This to understand is art, but to do this correctly is workmanship, and one has to do that. So I'm working on the process. I'm working now, which is very much work, to make it possible to do such works individually for each person as efficient as possible.
Nice. I love that. So I can well imagine that, you know, Beyonce or somebody would have a whole entire wardrobe of very unique clothes for her. Mm-hmm. And then I also go to, there's probably a lot of people that when they create their avatar, don't want it to look like them. So they create different sizing of what they
absolutely
want to have in the in
absolutely
the metaverse.
Absolutely correct. Each person tries to improve their body as possible in the avatar and make as like a superstar as possible. Still, there are different understandings of the human body beauty. There are some people who think that bigger breast is more beautiful. Men like this, especially, you know, they like bigger breast, small waist, as small as possible, etc. Some like other body parts, long legs, things like this. So that means the avatars, no matter how they try to make them as ideal as possible, still are different. And this is exactly what makes this all. There is no standard. You cannot put yourself on a standard body avatar. Even if we have models like you have Naomi Campbell or you have Linda Evangelista or some other models, they still have different body sizes. So the couturiers have to make for each star, for each person, make the perfect body. And regarding the superstars, which are not models, those people, you must know, they don't have perfect bodies. They have more or less typical bodies as every person has. And why the reason why they look so good on TV, and when you see them in a gala concert, they look so wonderful. You know why? Because they have a very good couturier. somebody who has made perfect lots. I was watching the old movie, Liz Taylor as Cleopatra, Liz Taylor as some other clothes, Audrey Hepburn. These movies, I was watching them and thinking how wonderfully they have made their bodies look so perfect. And all this was because the couturiers, they had great couturiers who made such clothing. Do not think that everybody, you go to the shop and you can buy such clothing where the stars are wearing. No, because they are individual clothing. And right. The same is also for Avatar.
Nice, yes, I love it. So with doing something like a fashion show in the metaverse, yes, would that be kind of up your alley? And is that like exponentially more work than just doing, you know, the same amount of outfits for an individual? Is there like a production thing that goes on, kind of like the London Fashion Week?
This
a lot of questions.
I don't know if I understood this question properly, but yep. I try to understand it as to answer it as I understood it. You want Perfect. To say maybe that if a metaverse show is more complex to do than the yep. real fashion show?
Yep.
In certain ways, yes, and certain ways, not. Not means in the real life, in the real physical life, you have to pay much money to obtain certain things. For example, all the lights, photographers, pay the models and things like this. I mean, it can be less expensive. That is the great thing. The other positive thing is your fantasy has no limit there, practically no limit. Your fantasy has no limit, but your software has the limit. On the other hand, it is much more difficult because the people who are doing this in the real life, on the real stage, on the real catwalk, there are some things which are already there in this, in our lives, which we are not sometimes aware of the things which surround us and we take them for granted. For example, you are photoshooting somebody in a fabric. The fabric is there, the natural lights are there, the ceiling is there, the floor is there. In the 3D world, there is nothing. Everything is empty, empty space. And you have to do it, you create everything yourself. And if a human mannequin, a human person can walk there 80 meters here, 80 meters the other direction and smile sometimes, you have to transform this animation to the avatar, and it will become complex if they start to walk, to talk. It's going to talk, and so you have to do much, much more work. The very complex thing is to connect all those softwares together, because one thing is done in one software, another thing is done in another software. Those softwares do not communicate perfectly with each other. You have to find some ways to communicate them, to bridge those softwares. Very many different ones, sometimes two, three, four, five softwares. One makes animation, another makes avatar, another makes rendering. Another makes clothes, all the software to put together. It is an immense work. And I can tell you one thing. You can only do this job when you really love it. If right. you don't love it, you would say, no, thank you very much. I don't want without me and just go away. I have seen one doctor from the he was giving an interview from one hospital, and he said, the job was very hard. He's doing this only because he loves it very much. And the same can be said about the 3D designer and the 3D fashion maker, video maker. That is very, very hard job. And if you have the people who assist you, this is also very difficult because you have to communicate those two things to assist the people who assist. Sometimes they don't understand the things the way you understand, because the things are not physically there. They have to create something which is not there. And this is also very difficult to choose the right team to communicate with those people, because you have first to find them, this team. And since, because we have everything here new in our life, in this 3D animation, everything is new, there's not such an established thing like a team does not exist. So you have to find everywhere in the world such people and try to put them somehow together and art direct this all together. And this is another thing which many companies understood meanwhile, and they are asking for an art director, because if you do only cloth simulation, this is not enough for a 3D animation show, fashion show. You need many people who do different works, and you need also an art director. I'm maybe one of the few people who is doing everything myself. Most people are generally doing the work in teams. Of course, there are some who are doing everything myself, but when I see the other, some designers, they are generally collaborating with each other. Somebody's doing that, somebody doing this. It's very nice. I'm only collaborate with the musicians because I cannot do music myself, and then I like music in my show. But maybe in future I shall need also the people who collaborate with me and assist with me. Then we can do much better job when we are together, and it's very important.
Nice. So many questions, because yes, when you make a dress. Say it's a gown, you assume that there's going to be a floor there. Whereas in the metaverse, there's no floor. So there's nothing to hold up the bottom if the fabric is longer than her legs. Then going downstairs and where the knees go. And so many questions. My brain
is called dynamics. This is called in our 3D world, it's called dynamics. You can simulate dynamics in the 3D animation program. The animation program assumes when the avatar stands on the floor, then there is a floor downstairs and collides this cloth, for example. This is this is a clothing, yeah. And this is the bottom. This is the bottom, and yep. Stops it here. This is possible. This is what the software is doing. It is such things are already in software, but in metaverse. I don't know if they are if they have such colliders there, but I think they shall do it. They are working very hard. Metaverse has got so much interest, and there is money flowing there, and many people are very interested that metaverse evolves, and that's why I think many good brains, very many intelligent people. All over the world, somebody in Baku, somebody in Singapore, somebody in Canada, maybe, or somebody in New York are working on such problems, or India. No, I don't know where everybody.
I'm sure they all are, absolutely. So give us an example of one of your favorite clients.
Oh, there's... I don't want to say that because...
you don't have to say their names. Just what was the project? Or can you give us an idea of kind of what you did for them?
Okay. I did something for a famous designer, who is a famous French designer. A very, very famous French designer. I would say the whole world knows him. And I collaborated with him, and I have done a fashion animation video which it involves the clothing he has made this time. The piece of clothing was not mine. This was the piece of clothing which this designer has made, but yep. Everything else, everything is around it. The story, the avatars, everything else, with the exception of the cloth, was my work. It was a big success. It was also printed in the magazines, in the fashion magazines. It was printed in the printed magazines, in the printed media, and it has been shown everywhere in this campaign. This was also the time when I understood, okay, the people are, people like my work and they think it's good because it has very, very good response. And I thought, It means if I can reproduce the clothes so well on the avatars without having their patterns, they haven't given me the pattern. I have made the pattern myself, just looking at the picture. I reproduce this pattern, which is not generally very easy. And I thought, if I can do that, after all, I can also realize my own designs, which I wanted all the time. And I think this was a very important moment of realizing many things. That's why I like to speak about it very much. This was the point when I thought, here at this place, I am going to be more than reproducer of the other people's designs. I will be reproducing my own designs.
Nice. I love it. So do you have a store in the metaverse?
Excuse me?
Do you have a store in the metaverse?
No, not yet. I don't have my own store in metaverse where I'm selling only my clothes. Like, for example, your famous 3D designer house. Yes, everywhere. I mean, not 3D, famous real life designer, real world designer house is selling their clothes in New York, for example, in Paris, from Paris. In Paris and all over the world. And if you go in the store, you can buy only the clothes from this designer, nothing else. Everything is from this designer. This concept is a great concept. I mean, if I have such a store where the people can buy the clothes of Maya S and can be dressed in Maya S, I don't have it yet. But of course, it is my wish and it is also my objective to create such a store. And the thing is, the matter is that one has to be very good to be able to establish oneself as a designer. And I'm working very, 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 very hard in this direction to be as good as possible. So I feel myself good enough to say now, because I have very, very high standards in my brain, and I'm never satisfied with my work. So sometimes very seldom situations, more or less. So I say, okay, if I'm 80% satisfied, then I would say I could open my store now. And of course, it is my objective. Every designer wants to be as far. And yes, I hope that I shall do it.
I love it. I love it. I can totally see you doing that. So I know that our listeners are going to want more from you, whether they are designers wanting to go in metaverse, whether they want NFTs, whether they want just funky clothes for their own avatars. How does somebody start their journey with you?
Oh, I didn't understand, actually. I will listen to you,
but people...
I do not understand.
I don't understand.
What do you mean by starting a journey? Which kind of journey do you mean?
If they want to work with you, how would they get a hold of you? How would they start to find out what you do? Do you have a website? You have LinkedIn.
I'm also on LinkedIn. This is the wonderful possibility to have the business partners. This is the most people are connecting me via LinkedIn. There are very, very many people who are asking for collaboration. The matter is with some people, I'm already negotiating this collaboration. And there are some people who think, okay, some people ask me sometimes the questions are asking me for some special kind of collaboration, which I do not accept, that I don't think it is acceptable for me. How do people come? Just coming back to your question, the best way is via LinkedIn. And some are contacting me via Instagram and LinkedIn, because I don't have yet even my own website. I don't have time to do that. you cannot believe I was not able to find time to make my own website, because also here I want to make my website according to my desires, not just if I wanted to make just a website, it would not have been no problem. But I want to make a complex website. I mean, not complex, but simple website, which is very complex to do. And so the people immediately understand what I'm doing. And it's not so easy. It's not so easy to go to make website. There are professional people who can do this job for me, but also these professional companies might understand what I want. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if I don't communicate this to them, and for this communication, I don't have yet the time. But also, this is the place. This is where I also have to work. There are many, many things for me to improve, and this is very good to when somebody asks me this question. I'm sensibilized on the situation. I can realize it much better. And sometimes someone from outside, like you, asking me this question. It gives me the possibility to think twice over this and say, wow, she's asking me about the website. Why don't have a website yet? And this is where I have to work. Thank you. This is very good.
It's all good. Because so
it's
good.
Of course it's
good. Nothing wrong with being world famous and not having a website yet.
No, it's not wrong. I don't mean it's wrong, but everybody expects a website. People are also often asking me, what is your website? And to find the excuse, sometimes I just say that I don't have it yet. This is the best way to answer it, because another plausible answer I do not have. But the answer is the truth. I don't have time. I don't have time for this. The problem is not, it is not a problem. I'm having tons of ideas. And when one project is finished, when I have done something, immediately appears the other idea that I don't know what to do. Sometimes I have a feeling that my ideas are coming to me, and they are, I don't know how to express this. And I'm obsessed maybe somehow, and obsessed by design. And this is good on one side, but on the other side, it's maybe not so good. So one has to find time for other things too. I'm thinking about my designs from when I get up until 10 o'clock in the evening, until 11 o'clock in the evening.
That's so awesome. I love it. So is anything that I didn't ask you that I should have asked you, or that you want to let our listeners know?
Sorry. What language? I was drinking my water.
I know. And you know, you're fully invested. So it was awesome. Is there anything that I should have asked you but didn't, or that you want to let our listeners know?
This question is also a complex, at the same time, so simple, simple complexity.
Simple on my side, complex on your side.
No, simple and simple and complex, simplicity on a simple complex. I don't know. No, actually, the questions which you have asked me have been really complex, really serious. And the questions have been from somebody who understands something of the matter. I want to ask you a question. How do you know that you have to ask the question about the clothes, which are, who has explained to you this problematic of the 3D animation? From where do you have got all this knowledge? This is what interests me. Maybe you say something about it, or you say, no, I don't want to not to tell you.
Absolutely. I'm just fascinated with life. First off, so let's
start with
that.
Everybody is fascinated with life. This is nothing. This is nothing special about you. Everybody loves life.
Oh, but there's something fascinating about what you're doing to me, because you're taking something that, I mean, CGA in a movie is one thing. Being able to take an animation and do essentially 2D renderings, right?
Yes.
And then they start to morph it and becomes more and more difficult. But what I see you doing to me is even more difficult, because at least they start with a plot. They start with some storyboards. They start with some ideas of what do we want to build out here. And mm-hmm. and oftentimes we'll have a human rendering that they can work mm-hmm. with.
I understand what you're saying at this time.
And I'm just fascinated by the whole thing. So it's not necessarily that I've done any work in this arena at all. I have not. It's just when I see something, I'm in awe with, you know, even watching somebody draw a cartoon, I'm fascinated with how do they get it to look the same every time or whatever the thing is. I'm just naturally curious and fascinated.
Yes, we are generally curious and fascinated. We all are fascinated when we do not doing generally something. For example, if we saw a good doctor doing a great job, sometimes we see this operating. Oh, see how he's doing this, how they are doing such a horrible, complex job. For them, it is nothing special because they are specialists. But for us, it is something else. Or an astronaut who's flying there, my God, it is. I imagine myself sitting in this rocket, sitting in this spaceship, pressed to the gravity, and just shooting upwards. And the people are doing, and this, it is dangerous. Everything may happen. They are going upstairs, and not whatever is happening to them is going to happen to them. And the people are venturing such things today. They're venturing. They have been venturing in the past, and these things fascinate me, this fascinate many people, because we cannot do that. This is exactly also what is the good about the art, because the art, not everybody can do the art. By the way, now the artificial intelligence is also doing the art, the machine is doing the art, but it is not the art which real art, it is not. It is zozolala art, it's not a super art. If the machine can do it, it's not art. But the fact is, that most people are not artists. Most people cannot create anything. Some people can create music, some people create something, but they cannot create. Most people are not creative. And that's why it is for them is fascinating. Because everything which we cannot do is had some mysterious aura about it. And this is what fascinates us, maybe. But still the questions have nothing to do with the fascination. Somebody surely has explained to you many things which you are not saying to us. Okay, this is not necessary. I understand very well that you have some secrets as a journalist, as an interviewer, as a show person from the show. It's okay with me. I mean, but the questions have been really came from somebody who understands the matter.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the questions, and that's all that matters, because I thoroughly enjoyed having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. I know how valuable it is. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. On the contrary, I thank you for having your time, for all this interest that you showed to me, towards me. And man, I'm very thankful to you. I must thank you, not you must thank me. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Thank you, Maya. We will have all of your links in the show notes. And as you come up with new links and websites, feel free to share them with us. We'll make sure those are in the show notes too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Michelle.
Peeps, this is Michelle Nedlak. Thank you for being here with us today. Be sure to subscribe to the show and join our Facebook group, Business Ownership Secrets to Scaling, because we love helping your business grow.
Are you running a business over 7 figures but still struggling with technology headaches? Pay attention. You do not want to miss this offer. This podcast episode is brought to you by Awareness Strategies, who is offering a custom-built digital adoption roadmap for anyone running a business over 7 figures who's wanting to grow their business in the next 5 years. And it's not just a roadmap. They offer full implementation as well. If that scares the out of you, check out awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap for more details today. The link's in the show's notes. Don't regret not doing this. Do it now. That's awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap.